then tomorrow, a good time for us to have a conversation with a gentleman who is one of the best, strongest, and nicest treasures that we have in our country. We are happy, I say we because all of us here, Jennifer and Richie and Roberta and me, had a nice conversation last year about this time with Carl Reiner, who is a New Yorker at heart.
Yay!
Okay, Roberta, calm down. I want to go back.
Yay.
I mean, that was Roberta. She's a New Yorker. She's yelling.
I'm in New York.
She's a New Yorker.
New Yorker.
New York.
Oh, you sounded just like my wife, New York. You know, there's a... may I talk?
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Yes, you're here to talk.
My wife did a series of albums, and one of them is... well, she sings a song, When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob Bob on Along, and I have it in my car. She passed away a couple of years ago, but I don't drive without listening to my wife sing. And one of the songs I keep on is When the Red, Red Robin, because she sings, wake up, wake your seat, yeah, get up, and the word, get up,
get up. Get up, get out of there.
Walking. Here I am, walking through
walking.
Flowers.
Walking.
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 I play
New York
that over and over
walk.
Again to get a, to hear her New York sounding voice.
We yeah. walk and we drink coffee.
Coffee? Of course you do. coffee will keep you up longer than coffee will.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I feel something was left out. Last year when you were here, you invited me to have lunch with you here in Los Angeles.
And you never came. I'm sitting there for almost 3 days waiting for you.
He's sorry. Starving.
So we have to, we'll remedy that, and I'm buying. You know where Shea J is on Ocean in Santa Monica?
Yes.
All right. You'd like
yes.
to go there?
I would love to go there, and I'll even pick up the check.
No, I'm going to take
when.
You. I'm taking you to Shea J's, all right? We're going to do that, and we're going to do it in the next week or two, because that's a great place for people. That's a wonderful place to go and share memories, and these are not the stories that Carl Reiner has. We all know him from the work which started back in the 50s, your show of shows, you and Mel Brooks, you and your writing for Dick Van Dyke, all of the things that you've won awards for. What you have done here is create a book called I Remember Me, with the stories. This is not, I mean, it is about you, but it really is about all the things that we've shared with you over the years, beginning with the Bronx. And your wife, how'd you meet your wife, by the way?
I met my wife in a summer resort. It was a camp, a summer camp for adults. And the very first day we met, she was coming from across the dance floor, and she was an assistant scenic designer. And the scenic designer said, here's my new assistant. She doesn't know anybody here. Why don't you ask her to dance? Be nice to her. Those words, be nice to her, reverberated for the rest of my life. I asked her to dance. About a year later, I asked her to marry me. And this fellow, Paul Petroff, I met in the street about 2 years after we married. And I said, you remember that girl you told me to be nice to? Well, we're married now. Do I have to continue to be nice to her? He's, oh, yes. And it's actually true. And after having two children, I didn't see him again for years. And after I met him on Broadway, I said, Paul, I said, we have two children. Do I have to continue to be nice to him? Yes, yes. And after a third child, 15 years later, I did meet him again. He's, you can stop now.
So you have three children. We know about Rob. What about the other two?
Well, Rob was the first. 2 years later, his sister Annie came, and Annie Reiner is now Dr. Reiner. She's a double doctor. She's a doctor of philosophy and a doctor of psychoanalysis, and she's also a poet, and believe it or not, she sings with the same voice her mother had.
Really?
In the same club.
Uh-huh.
She's a hyphenate. I introduced her just a couple of weeks ago at the same club, and I said, ladies and gentlemen, without fear of contradiction, I present to you the world's greatest singing psychoanalyst. And she did. She knocked him dead.
That's sweet. And how about the other child?
Now, Lucas was born 12 years later, and he was one of these wonderful surprises, and he turned out to be one of the nicest human beings I know. He's now, he's been for a lot of years. I'm taking a sip of water, so you will, unless I can talk while I'm drinking, you will not hear anything for about a second.
I want to hear that, yeah.
That's right, yeah, let's listen to that. A drink. Carl Reiner drinks on the Doug Stanhope.
Well, I drank. Now, Lucas Reiner is a fine artist. He has his mother's hand, and he's world known now. He has galleries in Europe, Rome, and Munich, and Berlin, and he's a very well-known artist. And beside that, he's a father of two of the nicest girls. So you've got two daughters. I have five grandchildren.
I can imagine you are a great, great grandfather. I don't mean great, great in that sense, but great, wonderful.
I'm a fine grandfather.
Yeah, I bet you are. Yeah, a fine grandfather. That's the way to put it.
I'm sitting here looking at some of the stories that you have, Mr. Reiner, in your book, I Remember Me. And as much as I want to ask you about the family trip to a nude beach, I have to hear first about your French lessons with Mel Brooks, because I have to think that was a hysterical.
I want to know how you
learned French with Mel Brooks.
We laid out your meeting your wife. I want to have you lay out how you met Mel Brooks.
Well, Mel Brooks and I met during the Show of Shows, the first day on the Show of Shows. He was not working there yet. He was working for Sid Caesar, and he got up and he did a. He made himself a Jewish pirate, and he got up and he says, "You know how difficult it is to make a living these days. The price they're charging for sailcloth, $3.40 a yard. I can't afford to pillage and rape anymore." And that was the first time I heard it. And I laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. But the thing you talked about. This is indicative of who Mel is. Mel and I were alone in the house, and I just came back from France, where I do speak French. During the war, I learned to speak French during the my days at Georgetown. The Army sent me there to have a French interpreter, and I did learn to speak well enough. And I went to France one year to Vevey, Switzerland. I was invited there by Charles Chaplin Jr. to do a big benefit. And I was being interviewed in French on the television. And I said, they said, "You want to do it in English?" I said, "No, let's do it in French, but ask me the questions in English," because the guy was speaking too fast. So I spoke French, but when I was answering some questions that were rather complicated, there were words I didn't have. So instead of continuing to speak French, I spoke the English words with a French accent. And so it became, I said, "Mel, I'm going to teach you." When I told Mel about it later, and I said, "Mel, would you like to learn to speak English, French?" And this was just a joke, the two of us alone in the house, nose to nose. I said, "Teach you how to say in French the pulse of the face." I said, "This is the chin, the chin." And I say, "After me." And he said, "Chin." I said, "No, the chin, the chin." And I went through the face. I said, "The cheek, the nose, the nose. Say the nose. The nose. No, no, the nose." And then I said, "Now this is the..." And I put my finger along my mouth. And I said, "This is the eye. Say after me, the eye." And Mel said, "That's not the eye." I said, "Yes, yes, this is the eye. Say the eye." And he said, "No, that's below the eye." He's pointing to it. He said, "This is the eye." And with his other finger, he opens his eyelid and sticks his finger against his pupil. Yeah. He actually touched his eyelid to make, and he's tearing, and he's got a red eye. And just to make a joke, the two of us were alone in the room. I'm hysterical. I said, "What? What man will touch his eyeball to get a laugh from one person?" That's who Mel Brooks is. And I said, the world would not know about it except that in a treasured book of anecdotes, a fine writer will write about it. And now the world knows.
Love to be a fly on the wall
now,
for that one.
Now yeah. I'm dead.
Carl Reiner is with us. His book is called I Remember Me. It's available online and at bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com. Carl Reiner's book, I Remember Me. On the serious side, you were accused of being a communist during the McCarthy years, right?
Well, during McCarthy days, everybody was looked upon as... If you had any liberal tendencies, and I was, no question about it, they actually came to my house, two FBI guys on a Sunday morning in Orangeville, knocked on my door, And I'm there in my pajamas, my shorts, and they said they're from the FBI. I said, "Oh, come in, gentlemen, come in." And you know, they dared to ask me. I couldn't believe it. They said, "Did you vote for the American Labor Party?" And I said, without batting an eyelash, I said, in my head, I said, "They can't ask me this." But yeah. I said, "I'll better go along with it." And I said, "Oh, yes, gentlemen, Henry Wallace is, you know, the vice president, ran for president under that party." And I said, "The wonderful man." I said, "I hope you voted for him." And I said, "He's..." And I said, "He'd be good for the country, you know." I said, "He's a businessman. He owns a strawberry farm." I remember that to this day. Oh. They were a little taken aback. They thought I'd be... And but they asked me every question, including, "Do you know any commies?" How do you answer that? And I said, "Of course I do." He said, "Who are they?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "You know there are commies in show business." I said, "Of course." And he said, do you know them?" I said, "Sure, of course, I'm sure I do." He said, "Will you name them?" I said, "No. Communists don't go around telling you they're communists. They're communists in every walk of life, but they don't give themselves up. You know, they wouldn't tell me." But I mean, it was terrible. I did know a lot of friends of mine who were very left wing, but they were very good people, doing the right thing at the time, asking for civil rights and social rights and things like that.
In terms of we only have about a minute left here. In terms of you're remembering what you went through, what would you change, if anything, about your experiences, the people you've worked with?
You know, I can't change. I've had an absolutely gifted life. Somebody gave me a gift. Well, my parents gave me the gift. But marrying the right person, when I was 20 years old, I married a girl who was 9 years older than me. I describe myself as the original Ashton Kutcher. There I was. and I had myself 65 years with a great, great woman. I described her as somebody who raised three great children and one great husband.
One of the things that she's best known for is Harry and Sally. When Harry met Sally, she sits and says, after a wonderful line from Sally, "I'll have whatever she's having."
"I'll have whatever she's having."
Most people know that was your wife.
That was my wife. But another thing, my wife had the ability. She was also a great jazz singer. But she did have the ability of saying the funniest things. There's a little thing in the book where her brother was 2 years older than her, and Annie was 16 and about to have a sweet 16 party. And I was asking her who she wants or what she wants for a present. And Robbie says, "Why don't you get her a nose job like her friends got?" And, you know, and this is her mother. And I said, "Wait a minute, Rob. Wait a minute." I said, "Her mother has a larger nose than Annie. And look at the handsome guy she got."
Right.
And then my wife said, "Yes, it's not the size of your nose that counts. It's what's in it."
Mm-hmm.
I told that line to Steve Martin. We're doing, I think, The Jerk at the time. And years later, when he was doing Cyrano, he called my wife and he said, "Hey, Estelle," he said, "you once said a funny line. I wonder if you'd let me use it."
"Let me use it, yeah."
Of course, she said. And there's Cyrano saying, "It's not the size of your news account." He's walking in.
Carl Reiner, the book is I Remember Me, available online at Amazon and bookstores everywhere. What a joy.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Cher, in the focus on this date, 1988, she was moonstruck. Get that? 60th Annual Academy Awards. She won the Oscar for Best Actress in Moonstruck over Meryl Streep, Glenn Close, Sally Kirkland, and Holly Hunter, who were all up that year. And I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. That movie is an interesting movie, in fact. So that's the story. The Academy Award went to Sean Connery for Best Supporting Actor that year for his role in The Untouchables, which I think was appropriate as well. It was quite an interesting movie and a good looking at some of the other winners. Michael Douglas got the Best Actor Award for Wall Street that year. So, cool. Meanwhile, back here in reality, the
Malcolm Ranch.
Yes, back. It's April in the year 2013, and last night on the TV late-night programs, there were the usual laughs aimed at the usual aggressors, as we hear now from Conan and Jay and David and Jimmy Fallon.
A story out of Japan. Japanese engineers, this is true, have created what they call a girlfriend jacket that replicates the sensation of being hugged by a woman from behind. That's a true story. Once again, Japanese engineers remain on the cutting edge of creepy loneliness. Can you imagine? Who wants to be hugged from behind? Yeah.
Oh, it's the coat. I remember now.
Starting to get serious. China has warned North Korea about starting a war. China told him, woo, really? No, China told him flat out, do not fire any missiles at the United States. At least after we get our money. You know, it's where they owe us $16 trillion. Wait till then. Well, actually, some experts believe North Korea has a missile that could reach Los Angeles. And of course, if North Korea did attack Los Angeles, that would, of course, start a war with Mexico and escalate.
42. It's about the heroic story of Jackie Robinson breaking into Major League Baseball with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, I haven't seen the film, but people tell me, and this is going to be another one of those, it's early, but people are already talking about, they say that Meryl Streep as Jackie Robinson is unbelievable. Uh-huh. That's about Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in Major League Baseball, and you think, well, thank goodness. I mean, take a look at things now, for God's sakes. I mean, we have a president who is black. We have a Supreme Court justice who is Latino. And we have a Speaker of the House who is orange.
Have you guys heard about this? Target? They're back in the news, Target? I mean, just a week after naming the color of a plus-size dress Manatee Gray... having to rename a pair of sandals called Orina because Orina means urine in Spanish. Wow. Well, you should know that Target is just Spanish for fancy Walmart.
Uh-huh. All right. So we always enjoy at least listening to Jay Leno and mostly Conan O'Brien. Letterman, I'm just tired of. And he sounds tired. Don't you think? I mean,
well, you know, I think he appeals to New Yorkers.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
That's fine.
You know, and sometimes he's funny.
The Powerball jackpot and what the numbers are in California. You following this, Jennifer?
I have not been really closely following this, but I do want a Powerball ticket, sir.
You want one?
I think I need one just to, you know, say, welcome to California. Here's my dollar. You know, that sort
maybe,
of thing.
What, just a dollar?
Yeah, that's about all I got right now.
Cheap.
What do you want me to spend?
$2.
Let me drop a cool hundy on you,
there
baby.
There you go, $100 for Powerball. It's 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Ever travel to another country and get the feeling you're not really wanted? Well, turns out it may not just be you. A recent study from the World Economic Forum ranks countries on their competitiveness in the travel and tourism sphere. The larger study weighed factors like airlift, ground transportation, and security. But one specific area looked at how welcome foreign visitors are in that country. Forget about the old myth about the French being rude. It's actually Bolivia that was rated the least friendly, followed by Venezuela. The most welcoming place in the world? Iceland. And if the north is not where you want to go, head south to New Zealand, which holds down the number two spot as the friendliest country to visit. Apparently, the U.S. has some work to do. We're ranked at 102 out of 140. But in my opinion, no list should make your decisions for you. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your fill-up make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yeah.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Thinking, frankly, 33 after the hour. I was thinking about how fortunate we are. We were earlier talking about the preambles to the various states and the state constitutions and how we take so much for granted. So much for granted in our country that the freedom that we have that is our most precious, obviously, because I make my living doing this, and then it's even more important to me. And I think if you think things through, you'll find that it is the most, other than perhaps your children and the people that you love in life, those are things that sort of are tactile. You can't wrap yourself around your ability to express yourself freely. It has been damaged and continues to be challenged, and it is a threat that I think, among all of the other things, we've got plenty of problems here, plenty of things that threaten the existence of the country as the bastion of liberty and freedom that we grew up thinking it was. But the challenges against freedom of speech, most recent is this local, whatever the boards are supposed to be called, that the president wants to assign. He wants to be able to appoint groups that can oversee.
The advisory boards for the
advise.
FCC, for the local community radio station advisory board.
Exactly,
yes.
Right, that sort of thing. So I just actually really think about what I had to be thankful for. Again, using the preamble and thank God and that sort of thing. And I am most pleased to be able to express myself freely and liberally, not as a liberal with a capital L, but freely, liberally, openly. And once in a while, this isn't the kind of program that aims to get into trouble anyway. I mean, for heaven's sakes, we've got Chef Louie here. How much trouble can we get in?
Yeah, well, with Louie.
Chef Louie. Right.
Who knows?
But, you know, being able to tell stories and have people react, I find it interesting as I'm following sort of myself on Twitter here. The PETA folks want to have drones go after hunters. You have a comment on that. It's one of the trending things. So you can check it out. Twitter at Good Day Show or Facebook.com/Good Day. All those things are eligible for your input. In a moment, Chef Louie is here with today's recipe, also a discussion of a new cookbook that's out. And I want to know about quark, Q-U-A-R-K, quark. So we'll be quarking it in a moment. Stand by on Good Day.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, end the frustration. Call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-568-MATH. Now that school is in full swing, it's important for your child to keep up with the fast-moving classroom pace. With Math Made Easy, your child will always be prepared and one step ahead. Call now. 866-568-MATH. That's 866-568-6284.
As promised, Chef Louis DeAngelis joins the Boys Club. We don't have any ladies with us today, Louis. So you can play the role of Roberta if you like. I don't think anybody can play the role.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's about it. That'll be enough. Thanks very much. Chef Louis is responsible for our weekly overview of great recipes, great food. And so as we find out what he wants us to know about a great dessert, something comes up that I actually read by looking at our supermarket guru Phil Lempert's column that he writes for us. It's just below the Queen of Cheap supermarket guru column. He's had a lot of input this week on allergies and foods that cause allergies. He also wanted to know whether or not you had ever tried quark. Q-U-A-R-K, Louie.
Jeez. You got me on that. The only thing that I know about quark from the old days of physics is it's a scientific measurement of an atom.
No, you wouldn't eat that. Why would you eat that?
Everything is made up of quarks.
Yes, it is.
All matter is made up of neutrons and protons, an atom, and and protons and neutrons are made up of quarks, up quarks and down quarks.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the kind of quark we're talking about here. Oh. This is a quirky quark.
Unless you want to pop a quark.
No, that's not about that either.
I'll do that this weekend.
The quark that we're talking about is a cross between sour cream and soft, how does Roberta pronounce it, ricotta? Ricotta.
Ricotta cheese.
Ricotta cheese. Okay, so sour cream, soft ricotta is quark. So it would have the same consistency. Sour cream and soft ricotta pretty much have the same consistency, right? Kind of like yogurt?
Ricotta is a little lumpier. It's the Italian version of cottage cheese.
Yeah.
All right. So, cooking with quark is something that apparently is very good for you. If you've never been in your grandmother's cooking book, you probably haven't heard of it because this is something that goes back a long time. It's the German word, too, by the way, for curds. Remember eating your curds and whey? In German, they pronounce it Gewürz. The flavor is mild, texture smooth, richy, and unlike cottage cheese, it's typically made without any salt. It's spreadable, described as a cross between sour cream and soft ricotta. Scandinavians like it. It's all over Eastern Europe, marketed like yogurt. It looks like and tastes like, some people say, the new Greek yogurt, which is, again, another phenomenon. Yeah. We're beginning to sell this Greek. We have a producer of Greek yogurt up in Vermont that we're selling in the farm store at Eastley Farm, which, by the way, you can always check out anytime you'd like, eastleyfarm.com, just to see what's going on down on the farm that I'm always talking about. But anyway, you put fruit in this called fruit quark.
Fruit quark.
Not that fast. Fruit quark.
Now, you mentioned it from Germany. As a German disc, okay, there's a doctor out there, Joanna Budwig, that mixes that with flaxseed as part of her cancer treatment.
Really?
And that's where I've heard it. Yeah. And she only works with the worst cases possible, and she's been making headway with it over the years. She really has been. There's something about the way it blends with flaxseed and flaxseed oil that's a real protein phenomenon.
Hmm. Well, flaxseed oil is very good for you for any number of reasons. And maybe this is, you can imagine putting a lot of things into it just with the properties it has alone. Make it like yogurt. I have blueberries or some kind of veggie, some kind of fruit in my yogurt every morning. I don't particularly care for Greek yogurt. I guess because I grew up on Yoplait and Danone.
I've come to like it if you mix fruit with it. Yeah, if it's just plain by itself, it's a little tough, but if you mix blueberries or strawberries or something with it, it's actually very good.
All right, so that's our tip from Phil Lempert.
Quark.
Now, quark, right? Quark. So we like Chef Louis' recipes. We're going to get him to give us a recipe for a wonderful dessert, and then we'll talk about one of the celebrity cookbooks that's out. The essence of celebrity. I wonder sometimes why anybody pays any attention to celebrity cookbooks. What's the difference under the circumstances?
I don't think it's the celebrity that gets you to buy it. I think it's the type of recipes or the kind of food that they're talking about that gets you to buy it.
Really?
There's something about cookbooks that there's a certain element of voyeurism that goes into it for people, too.
Cookbooks. We like cookbooks. We like lots and lots of cookbooks. All right. So, Louis, you've cooked up a recipe for one of your favorite treats.
Ooh, look at this.
Ice cream cake.
I love
it. It can't be that difficult.
Absolutely love ice cream. I love an ice cream cake. But, you know, instead of going to buy one, they're so simple to make. It's a little time-consuming because a lot of the time is spent refreezing your ice cream. You know, it's not work-intensive. Mm-hmm. But it's so simple to make with a nice brown. I use a stainless bowl, a nice round bowl, about 2-quart bowl. And you soften 3 of your favorite ice creams. And you put a layer on the bottom of your bowl, put it back in the freezer for 20 minutes, half hour to harden up. Take it out, throw some crumbled cookie in there. I like Oreos. Put a layer of that, and then take another softened ice cream, one of your favorite flavors, and put a 2-inch layer of that on top of it. Back in the freezer, let it freeze up. Finally, you finish it with more cookies and another layer of ice cream. But the trick is, once it's frozen solid, you take it out, put it in either a larger bowl or right in the sink, you know, with some warm water and loosen it. Put a plate on top of that bowl, flip it over, it comes out beautiful, and you've got a big, round ice cream cake. Springtime's coming. What's better than a good bowl of ice cream, really?
That's a great idea with the bowl and put it in the warm water.
Great. Yeah, and it makes a beautiful presentation. You could take your bowl before you start putting your ice cream layers in there and take, line it with cookies or line it with broken Snickers. Or any of your types of cookies that you want.
Stale cookies, too.
And then you flip it out, you've got all of this coating on it that's fantastic, too. I mean, it's fattening, which makes it wonderfully taste. and you just can't beat a good bowl of ice cream. I don't care what anybody says. That's one of my favorite places.
So if you were to line it, because I'm looking at your picture that you have here, and it looks like it's...
Yeah, I line that with Swiss rolls.
With Swiss rolls. How do you get the cookie crumbs that you line it to stick to the bowl evenly so that when you pour the first layer or even the second layer on, it doesn't just wash down the outside lining?
Rub some butter on it in the bowl. Butter it up.
Really? All right.
Put your cookie crumbs in the bottom and pat it all around the sides. It'll stick nicely.
All right, so the recipe for the ice cream cake is at DougStefan.com, right-hand side of the homepage, down close to the bottom, under the fold. Chef Louis' picture is there. Click on not only this recipe, but you'll find a collective of all the recipes he has ever prepared for us here on the Good Day program. And all the things that Louis prepares are always popularly priced. He's not going to stiff you with something that's expensive to make, not like the problem that people are saying that Gwyneth Paltrow cookbook has salads for $120. As a matter of fact, one of the critics at Yahoo estimated it would cost around $300 a day to feed a family based on the selection of her recipes. She says her book and she was appearing on, I think, Good Morning America this week, demonstrated how to cook up some of her favorite dishes. She wasn't saying that they were going to be anything other than good and her recipes. So, yeah, wow. You wonder sometimes, people take a shot and why? Just maybe this is creative, she's having fun with it, so what's the problem? You don't want to use it? You don't use it. Why these some of these critics, like the people that are on TV, Louie, had taken a couple of her, how did I say, the people like Rachel Ray and and who's the other what's his name?
Well, Emeril was the biggest defender of that. He takes and
Bobby Flay
and pork chops.
Yeah.
You know? What?
I've always been against, you know, anything other than taking something that's just good.
Yeah.
And with your own hands making it great. You don't have to start off with great. Some of the best cuts of meat I've experimented with, I mean, expensive cuts, you know, end up with laces on it. I could have made shoes out of them when I got done. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just take a good, something good and elevate it because of your own personality, your own hands, your own creativity, and it becomes great. And that's the way to do it.
You see,
give me a board for $60 a week doing it that way.
It gets so tiresome. Fox News did a whole big piece on it, ripping it apart, and then there was a blog post, why Gwyneth Paltrow's new cookbook is a hate magnet. What is it with people today? So she got a book.
She's defending herself, saying it's crazy. I have a meal in here that's like $2.
Yeah.
I like honey. When I eat honey, I like raw honey, so it's a little bit more expensive, but you don't need to eat the raw honey. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, we are we have a, I think it's a 5-pound container at the store of raw honey. I think it's 5 pounds, and it's like $79 or something. Maybe 59, I don't know, 49 bucks.
She says there's a lot of inches of column that people need to fill, and a lot of times they're just trying to get attention and say things that aren't true, unfortunately.
Wasting a lot of people's time. But in this circumstance, it's good. It's an idea fest. That's all. Everybody wants to have ideas and have some fun with it, and that's what ideas we all... This is the birthplace of lots of great ideas, including good food ideas. Search it out. Chef Louie's recipes at DougStefan.com.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
Pretend we're celebrities getting our start?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Okay, everybody. So Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim. Thank you. Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's the lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, It may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Southwest Airlines has been in business for 42 years, serving Dallas, but not at the big airport. So we'll talk about that, how it impacts flying in the Midwest, how things like the events in Boston are affecting travel in terms of getting in and out of various cities, how does one ripple create a major impact on the whole system, and of course the usual deals and steals, as it were, right after this on Good Day.
Guys, it's a known fact. As you get older, your testosterone levels can drop. For thousands of men, a supplement called Ageless Male has been the answer to boosting free testosterone levels, energy, and libido, so they feel more like the guys they used to be. Listen to these real stories.
After taking Ageless Male, I actually feel younger and feel much stronger and more able to actually take on things in my daily life.
I think Ageless Male is a fantastic product. I noticed within weeks I was lifting more weight. I could put more weight on the machines.
Ageless Male has made my life a little better and my love life even more. Like, I know inside, in my mind, I feel like I'm 18.
You can try Ageless Male absolutely risk-free to help boost your free testosterone levels and experience great workouts, energy, and more libido. For details, call 1-800-491-5856. That's 1-800-491-5856. Call 1-800-491-5856.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion!
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Pamper mom with the Pandora Mother's Day gift set exclusively from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The set includes a Pandora sterling silver clasp bracelet, two pink tendril clips, and a Jared exclusive celebration flower bouquet charm for only $170, a $200 value. And you'll only find this incredible offer at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Available now through May 12th while supplies last. See store for details.
Hi, Tom Parsons here from bestfares.com about the travel situation. I suppose, I mean, it's hard to get your mind off of all the other stuff
that's going on. But let's spend a minute or two talking about this celebration in Southwest's history. They've never been allowed to fly in and out of the major airport in Dallas. They use Love Field, which is a couple of miles away from the big Dallas airport, controlled by American Airlines. So when does that change? These people have been in business for 42 years. They're the largest domestic carrier, and they can't get in to the major Dallas airport. Hello.
No, they don't want to go to the major. They don't want to go to DFW.
Oh, they don't.
No. Oh. If you remember, AirTran came into DFW.
Yeah.
And that once they bought them, they have the right amendment here, which says they can't fly nonstop to so many different cities out of Love Field. Because when they signed the contract to everybody to move over to Love from Love Field to DFW when they opened it. Someone forgot to get Southwest to sign it. And they said, well, we aren't going anywhere. We're going to stay right here. And that's how the right amendment came about. But come October 2014, they just opened a new terminal. They're going to add another 11 gates coming in this year. And then they'll be able to fly anywhere out of Love Field, not DFW, nonstop as long as it's in the United States. They still will not be permitted to travel internationally. But
how far is Love Field from DFW? Like, is it a midway to Chicago O'Hare kind of thing?
No. I think the Love Field is even closer. I can get from Love Field to DFW probably in 15 minutes.
All right, so it's going to be handy for people. By the way, as an aside, it just shows you how political connections rule the day. American got Jim Wright, who had been the Speaker of the House at the time, to get an amendment passed so that basically Southwest was barred from using the airport that American wanted to control. That simple, right. That easy. All right, give us the big deals of the week, Tom.
Here's what we got. People have been looking for Europe. We did do it. If you go to... Best Fares has come up with about 30 or 40 different select cities around the country how to get to Europe in June, July, and August this year for under $999. Most cities are going to be $1,300, $1,400, $1,500, $1,600. So we did find some cities out there, including St. Petersburg, Russia for $700 in July, Istanbul, it's actually in the $700 range, too, in July, Berlin, Warsaw.
All right, check it out.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.